Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
India T News for the week ending 5th July 2024. The two meetings this week in Darjeeling. One was in Siliguri, led by the Nepal Consul General Ishwar Raj Podel, who met with representatives of the tea trade, which included Indian customs officials and Nepal tea exporters. Calling Siliguri a city that links Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, and India's northeastern states a major market for Nepal, he said the session was part of the country's efforts to find a solution to the current crisis. He was, of course, referring to the concerns with tea trade from between Nepal and India. The trade agreement between the two countries allows Nepal exemption from duty for tea. However, Darjeeling's tea producers have been saying that unregulated imports from Nepal and unscrupulous blending of Nepal tea with Darjeeling has diluted the Darjeeling tea brand and impacted the prices negatively. Recently, they called for greater testing of Nepal tea for pesticide residue. The Nepali delegation broached the subject. Speaking at the session was also Suresh Mittal, ex-president of the Nepal Tea Planters Association, pointed to statements made in the Indian media where Nepal tea has been referred to as cheap and substandard and asked why then it was being labeled as Darjeeling tea. The delegation said that they don't want the tea to be labeled as Darjeeling and would like the tea to be sold as Nepal tea. India currently imports 16 million kilos of tea from Nepal each year, of which about half is orthodox. The second meeting also held this week was by Santosh Kumar Sarangi, Director General of Foreign Trade, who spoke at the Federation of Indian Export Organization in Calcutta. Here he said there cannot be a ban on the import of tea from Nepal, and what he has called for is a stop to the mixing of Nepal tea with Darjeeling tea. In other news, it's about weather. Assam is seeing very, very heavy rains this week. Upper Assam, which includes the tea-producing regions of Jorhat, Tinsukia, and Dibrugarh, has been seeing above normal rainfall, and this is expected to continue for the rest of the week. The Brahmaputra River, a lifeline here and the reason for the soil fertility, has risen to above dangerous levels, and at least 12 fishermen were airlifted to safety this week. And Kaziranga, which is home to one horned rhino, the animals have begun to migrate from here because of the heavy rain. However, in North India, in Kangra, there's been a dry spell for the last 6 months. May and June were especially dry and yield was low with a decline of 30 to 60% compared with last year's. Climate change continues to play havoc for tea planters across the country.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.